The Fed's out of options. Rate cuts, money printing, balance sheet reversals. They call it policy, but it's really panic. This is in-game economics, where hope replaces discipline and the illusion of control finally breaks. They're not cutting rates because things are strong. They're cutting because the system is cracking. Inflation's eating savings. The labor market's stalling. Confidence in the dollar is fading fast. For decades, the Fed built a house of paper. Now they're striking the match that could burn it all down, leaving you to pay the price. When's the last time you actually held the wealth you've spent your life working for? My friends at Noble Gold Investments have been helping Americans move from paper wealth into real tangible assets. Numbers on a screen can disappear, but physical gold and silver, they've outlasted every crisis in history. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com and get your free wealth protection kit today. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com for your free wealth protection kit. Discover how simple it is to protect your future.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my site softer?
Can I make my site firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side, your Sleep Number setting. Enjoy personalized comfort for better sleep night after night. And now, during our President's Day sale, take 50% off our limited edition bed. Shop now for a limited time. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Everybody, do me a favor and let's go ahead and invite Kiki Jones to the stage here, y'all. Kiki, what up with you, sis?
You made me cry with that video. I'm a crybaby now.
Wow.
Is it still pretty emotional watching that video?
It's more than emotional. I'm counting the days as it go, and then it's supposed to get better, but I have yet to feel the better.
Okay. Well, see, what I want to do here in this conversation, by the way, Kiki, because everybody, you know, you've been all over the internet. So let's actually get the backstory as chronologically sound as you possibly can, so we can just get some context to what's happening.
And first, if you don't mind, Kiki, let me know if this is cool, Tyshawn, but I want to get context to that video as well. So before you start anything, give us the backdrop for that video. Where were y'all at? What was the celebration? What was going on?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So that video, I don't know if anybody ever noticed, but my eyes were puffy that video. I actually was crying to him all morning in the room, wondering why he just won't hug me, touch me. You know, we're on vacation, you know. And I said, well, how about we go outside and have a drink and maybe you'll be in, maybe, you know, we'll be good, right? He said, all right. You know, you could tell. And we went outside. I said, let's go have a good time. You know, I'm still trying to make the best situation out of it because I'm a cruiser. This is what I do by myself. So I finally got him to go with me. And it was some BBWs on the side. I guess that's what he liked. And I get that, but I already went through my weight loss journey for myself, you know? And he just kept staring at them. And I'm just like, hey, come on, me, you know? And as y'all see, I don't think that he cared, you know? So I was trying to hold it in then. So I said, let me drink some more. I know that's not an answer. But I just wanted to make it feel better, you know?
I can tell. You can look at that video and tell it's a lot more than going on than what you can actually see on the video.
No, that's a really great assessment. Yeah. I think the biggest thing I want to do, because I want to take it back to that moment, but so much happened before y'all actually got there. I want to bring clarity to. Okay, so first off, how did y'all meet in the first place?
Well, I am a content creator. But that's not my content. My content is, let's go cook. Come shopping with me. Come make some iced coffee. So I was selling plates, and he was like, hey, I love your content. Like, that's what draw me to you. You're such a happy person. I could tell you a good person. And I told him, like, hey, look, I'm on my solo stuff. I'm living. You know, if you want to buy the plate, that's fine. But I'm not into no man. I don't want to do that right now. I've been hurt. I told him everything I've been through. I told him. He said, you know what? I understand. Let me just buy the plate. So I sold him the plate. Then after that, I had to move. It was time for me to move. And he's like, let me move you. I said, you want to move me? You sure? For free? Yeah, I got you. I'm going to move you. I let him move me. While in the process of moving, he said, hey, you ever been to this restaurant? I said, no, I never been to Fogo de Chao, you know? So he said, well, I'm just taking you on a date as a friend. And I said, okay, we can do that because you moved me. I tried to pay him. He didn't want to take no money. So I was like, that's the least I can do is get this man a date, right, as a friend. And from there, I had surgery because of my weight loss. I had a lot of loose skin. And he just instantly was doing for me. He was putting stuff together, cleaning, changing my dresses. He just seemed like it was just too good to be true. And I was like, well, God, is you telling me that maybe this is what I need to have? Is you telling me it's time? Because I told God when the time is right, I'll do it. But I wanted to heal. I've been through too much. It was time to heal. And 2 years later, this man came out the blue. They say he comes when you're not looking. So I said, maybe this is it for me, you know? Let me get this man a chance. And he wasn't my type. No shade, no tea. He wasn't my type. But they told me, I don't know if you see all the time, they say, stop picking your type. Your type is what's hurting you. Stop choosing your type. So I said, let me not choose my type. Let me give him a shot. Let me help him dress. Let me help him smell good. Let me make him, you know, let me up him, you know? Yeah, it was good. It was good for a little while.
In the dating phase, how long was that dating phase?
It was a year and a half. 2023 in August. 2023 in August, he proposed in 2024 from on my birthday. And he kind of ruined my birthday for me now, actually, now that I say that. But...
I think there was a pretty big surprise you found out while you were dating him. So what were those things that popped up that you found out or discovered through that dating period?
Yeah, this girl, she came up and she told me, well, I looked at his phone, actually. I don't know what I was looking for, but I don't know if you know about iPhones. It tell you what you had them saved under before. Mm-hmm. So it said, maybe wife. I said, maybe wife? And yeah, the cancer in me, I'm a cancer. I contacted her. He was asleep. He always snoring in sleep. That's when I do it. So I asked him, say, hey, what's going on? Are you the ex-wife? She said, the ex-wife? I'm the wife. I said, the wife? He's married? Wow. She said, he don't want to give me a divorce. And I had him on speaker. I said, I hit him. Wake up and listen to this. Like, what you mean you married? You know? You married. I said, I don't play those games. I don't play with married men. Like, do you understand what could happen to me? Like, you see that I'm focused. I'm content. I'm being strong. I'm dealing with a sickness. I'm strong. I got kids. And you're married. So I did. I told him he had to go. And that was the first time I was officially done. But he showed up on my doorstep like a week later showing me that they're going to get a divorce. Crying. And said, we can go to God about this. And it's like, Yes, I took him back. You know, as long as that divorce was pending, you was going to do it. You did. He said they went to dinner. They talked about it. And he told me that she cheated on him. She had a baby on him. He just wanted to be loved. That's what. And I asked her. I said, so did this happen? She said, I sure did. But ask him how he did me. He did me. So I did him. So I'm like, you know what? Maybe he just deserved. Let me see the better in him. You know, let me just see the better.
So even though, you know, you caught him really in a marriage and now, you know, you find out you're dealing with this married man, he comes back, you know, he begs forgiveness. He said, let's take this thing to God. I mean, at any point did you think, hey, this is probably going to end up the exact way that his last relationship ended?
Probably, but honestly, at that stage, those red flags was looking green. Mm. I was definitely colorblind. I just, like I said, it's been a while since I even dealt with someone. And I love the fact that he was loving me. He was there for me. And that's all that I ever wanted. I don't care about the money, nothing. The fact that you was loving me, I would do this with you. I would be with you. And I talked to her. She said she had a man, and it was official. And I had her send me the papers that the divorce was signed. She sent it to me. It was dated and stamped, and they had to wait 60 days.
And in retrospect, when you think about that time in you guys' relationship, do you think that his intent was to take advantage of you emotionally?
Now that I'm looking back on everything, yes. Mm. Absolutely. I'm looking at everything that I provided. I should have paid attention to the fact that he was with his mom, and I had a nice cozy home. I had a nice good car, and I was doing good for myself. I just should have looked at that, you know? But I didn't think, oh, this guy, he a little dorky. He love Goku, you know? he ain't trying to use me. And then he did have a good job. He couldn't keep it, but he did have a good job. You know, he had no record. I'm like, you know what? Coming from my background, I didn't even beat. And you know what? I don't know what I could say on here, but I done been through it. Mm. So that was actually decent for me. You know, I can say it was settling now that I'm thinking about it, but it was better than what I had.
By the way, you can say whatever you need to say. So
it's hardly initiated.
They don't even worry about not being able to say what you want to say. But what I got to ask you, what I want to ask here also, was that the only partner that you discovered that he was cheating with or dealing with during the dating phase?
No, I wrote a list. I could tell you the date. We actually skipped to the wife. Before her, it was actually October 2023. It was a Saturday. I remember this stuff like it was yesterday. I'm calling this phone. And ladies, I'm going to just say this. When you feeling it, go with it. Because I felt it every time he was with another woman. I felt it. I didn't want to believe it. And he would make it seem like it's me. He would say, you acting crazy. You're this, you know. And then when the girls come out, they're like, oh, he told me y'all weren't cool. He told me you was crazy. And actually, it's funny to say, when all this stuff started happening, these same women reached out to me in my messenger. I'm so sorry this is happening. And I politely said, hey, you are part of the problem too. I don't need your sorry.
Wow.
How many women was it?
It's a total of 13.
And this is not including the ex-wife.
Not including the ex-wife. That's the one he really loved, if you ask me. His mama would tell me all the time. He loved her. He loved her. He don't love you.
So it was 13. So just to be clear, 13 women plus the ex-wife, and you pretty much forgave all of that moving into the marriage.
Yes. When we went to the pastor, I remember I told you, he said, let's go to God. God brought up the story about Abraham and Sarah. How the pastor said how Abraham said that was the sister, and she prayed for her husband, and he changed for her, and I got to forgive. And, you know, if I could forgive my rapist, why can't I forgive this man?
Wow.
And I still have to see my rapist to today. He's at family unions. He's in the family, you know?
Wow.
So I figure, why not forgive this man as long as you don't play with God? He promised me he ain't going to play with God.
First of all,
very, very sorry to hear that.
I don't like when you people try to use a Bible verse
right
to justify the BS.
Mm-hmm.
And I think as a pastor, you could really know, and men, period. I'm going to just say men, because I'm sure it was a male pastor, right?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure.
But I love the pastor, y'all.
You could look. I'm not dissing your pastor. But what I do know is that if I know it's a brother that just came to me and was like, yeah, man, I just knocked off about 13 women and was dealing with my ex-wife and this woman, should I move forward and get married?
Right.
I'm like, bro.
You're not ready.
It's not that season, right? Right now, this is not that season.
Right.
I'm not going to look you in your eyes as a woman that got to potentially be thrown in this situation, pull a Bible verse where some ratchetry went down, and say, see how they made it through? You can too. That just to me is disingenuous, but that's not, I digress. Well,
and this is a thing because, you know, I guess everybody's appetite is a bit different, but, you know, Kiki, when I hear 13 women you cheating with, I'm thinking, I mean, the lengths that you have to go to hide something like this, like the cravings that you have to have and, you know, managing 13 different women that you have in sexual relations with, I mean, that's on the, in my opinion, that's on the levels of being insatiable. Looking back on it, do you think that was possible some sexual addiction on his end there?
I don't know, because some of the women say that he was just a trick. And I'm going to be honest, I should have recognized that flag, because when I met him, I don't know if I mentioned, he paid my car note. I didn't even know you that long. I should have treated him as such, but that's not me. That's not me. If I see somebody being nice, it makes me want to love on you and be nicer to you versus take advantage. You know, that's just how I am. Like, you know what? Let me be the one that's different. Every other woman is using you. Let me show you love. And he admitted, like, he never got love. His mama never told him that he loved her. And I believe him, because she don't. She call him B's. She call him H's. She's such an aggressive creature. So I'm like, let me show you what love is. Let me try to give you this love. Because honestly, why I put up with it is because before him, I didn't put up with nothing. You do one little thing wrong to me and I'm done. And I was dating for so long, I was by myself. And every time I try to go on a date, dudes would tell me, you're going to be alone by yourself, because how you tripping on the little stuff? And I said to tell myself that maybe I am being a little bitter. Maybe I need to give these men more chances. It shouldn't be one and done with me. I should give them a chance, you know? And that's just how I felt.
Well, she mentioned the packaging too was different. She's, because he was packaged a bit different, she thought, and you, let me know if I'm mistaken, it sounds like you thought, hey, he's not a threat to take you down this road.
Nope.
And let me tell you, first of all, we all can, you know, from the highlights, and that's why social media is highlights, y'all, but it definitely looks like some forgiving went down, because a very popular video in the stories that you have been chronologically putting out, and I think this actually was your friend, put out a wedding video. Matter of fact, let's all take a look at that, because that was another video that gained a ton of popularity. Lana, play that clip for us so we can actually get a peek at that moment.
And let us know if there's something that we're missing here. But obviously, I think we're doing a good job, but the niches can sometimes cover angles that we might not see. So if you guys got questions, please take time, send over your super chats. We'll make sure to read those while Kiki, AKA the cruise ship lady, is getting ready to come back and join us while she fixes her phone. Shout out to Nicole, by the way, member for 27 months, OGOG.
Okay, good. Yeah. It's back. They said it's back.
Okay, it's back. Good, good. The boys are back in town. Shout out to Nicole for sending over that super chat. As a matter of fact, Nicole, I will make sure that I retrieve that sound, because I really like that sound. We're going to add that to the show. And shout out to Practitioner Her. Kevin Samuels played that when his likes were low. We're going to grab that sound too, Practitioner Her. But Kiki is back. Okay, Kiki, listen.
So, Kiki, we thought for a second. Yeah, we thought that video set it off for you.
People calling. Okay. My phone's on D&D. I don't know how they're getting through. But
All they got to do is double call. Check this out.
Oh, okay.
So check this out. At that, you know, that moment, just so we can get timelines right, 2.5 years dating, correct?
Mm-hmm.
We watched that moment, the wedding moment that you guys put online that caught a lot of wind.
Now, I want to say that was about 48 million views.
Right.
Touched that specific video, if I'm not mistaken. So
on one platform.
I mean, yeah. 50 million people? I mean, that's crazy.
How long were you guys married?
7 months. It's March 23rd. So where we at now? Yep, 7 months.
Now, you mentioned that cruise moment happened when you guys were already married, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
This was it was October the 6th we left.
Okay.
Carnival Breeze.
Real quick, guys.
1 second.
They want to play the video back.
Okay, so this is what happened. Be patient with us, Kiki. What happened was the phone cut out, the sound stopped. To give you guys context, this is actually Happier Times at the wedding, and that's what we're going to roll the video. We're going to actually roll a video of the wedding. That if this young lady is currently still tight friends with this young lady, if I'm not mistaken, Kiki?
Y'all want the truth?
Yes.
Okay. This was my nail lady. I felt weird about her doing that because she asked me for permission, but I didn't respond to 2 hours later, and she already posted it. I said, well, why didn't you wait on me? Oh, I know famous people. I don't want clout off your name. I said, well, can you do my nails at least? Because you know me. I can't do no free nails. I'm like, but you my friend. And this the most she ever called me. She have not called or texted me through this whole time. Matter of fact, if y'all look back, I went to Mexico by myself. She stood me up. She's supposed to went with me. You always standing me up, but you was so quick to post that video.
Wow.
So that's not my friend. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry to hear that, Kiki. And
that I got
to
find a new nail person now, and I don't like that because she is cold with it. No shade, no tea. She can do it. But that was just weird to me.
Nah,
and
that's
this is not me. My nails, my hair. Come on. That's I got people strange. That don't know me offering to help me out. And you know me, but you're supposed to be my friend. You can't do me a free little. I just wanted some small almonds.
Listen, I understand because I looked at that page. I wish we had the screen share because I looked at the page, and this is not a page that gets engagement like that. I think you know.
No, she wants the engagement. She wants it. She want. But this is crazy because I'm always adding her. I didn't. A couple people went to her, but like I said, I've been a content creator. A couple people went to her, and you still never offered me no deal. Wow. But that's just not like I said. I'm not about money, but they ain't no mess over me now.
Listen, that might be part two. We got to talk about what really happens with your circle when you go viral.
You're going to need a part 2, 3, 4, 5 with me. Already, baby, listen. This stuff ain't stopped.
Man, so let's take a look at that video so to give the initiate some context.
So check it out.
And I'm going to read the caption on that. I was literally there for one of her happiest moments. Never imagined this would be the story months later. Life be lifing for real. Sending love and strength to sis.
There it is. You communicated that on that cruise ship, intimacy had already dropped. So it wasn't really much touching, much kissing. Much hugging, and this is really throughout the marriage, sex, all of those things now, all somewhat dissipated. Is that did that start around the time of the cruise trip, or did that literally start right at the moment you guys got married?
A honeymoon, 5 days in DR, and I think he touched me twice, and it was quick. And he's not a quick person, you know. No, he ain't a quick person, but he said it's because the stuff that his mama did at the wedding. That messed with his mental. So he was just in his phone the whole time. Matter of fact, that's when I found out he had 2 phones. Yeah.
Wow. And what Kiki is like,
I'm,
man.
I'm this, confusing it's, about wait, that was
I you feel said, stupid. What, I ain't gonna lie.
You it's said layers, what his mom did. What did his mom do at the wedding?
No. Well, we had everybody state vows that they would stay out of our relationship, that they would, you know, I'm sure y'all seen it trending. And when they said, should I do this? The mama screamed, no, I ain't staying out of nothing. Then fast forward when it was time for people to, what's the word? I'm sorry. When, do anybody see any of these couples that don't want to be married? She tried to stand up, but her daughter pushed her down. And yeah, she had on all black at my wedding too, like it was a funeral. So I was already mad about that. I'm at the altar trying to keep it cool. Fast forward to the reception. She said she going to hit me with the cane. So at this point, I had two lemon drops. I need to leave. I'm turned. Now I said, hit me with it, B. Hit me with it. Damn. And all she could hear, she called me a bitch. She called me a bitch. Girl, this is my wedding day. So the officers, because we had 2 officers, because my wedding was pretty big, they escorted her and the sister out. Because now my whole family trying to fight y'all. What did y'all think this was?
So the wedding essentially popped off.
And did it.
Now you on vacation. You in the DR. I mean, listen, I'm not married. But I would imagine after the wedding, the DR, every day is supposed to be.
It shouldn't. I was ready. I had a wax. I had lingerie. I even set up. I even set up rose petals when he walked in the door. I had the wine. I had strawberries. He only stayed in the tub with me for like 2 minutes. I said, you know what? Let me drink this whole bottle in. Tell me, it's hot. Of course the jacuzzi is hot. You know, I just stayed in there and just enjoyed myself. I walked around. See, I'm a solo person. I learned to love myself a long time ago. You know, well, I thought I loved myself because this not, you don't love yourself if you allow a man to do this. You know, I don't know. That's just how I feel.
So was it, okay, so now moving into this, because I mean, that's a strange drop off, because to, you know, pretty much be intimate, generally an intimate person all up until the honeymoon, and the honeymoon literally be the moment you just completely stop, is a strange behavior. Did you find out that there was also infidelity that dripped into your marriage as well, or did that part at least get cease?
No, I didn't. I stopped going through his phone. The second phone, I was really bitching about that a lot. He's like, oh, it's just because of my son phone. You know, his son was 17 at the time. Oh, I just need the two lines. He can't have a line by himself. You know, that's just what it was. And I'm like, when are you going to cut this phone off? When are you going to cut this phone off, you know? And he never did.
Okay, so.
Man, a lot being unloaded right now. This is like, we got to let that breathe a little bit. I'm just blown away. Kiki, at this point, I mean.
I am too.
All these things, I mean, and shout out to you, by the way. I don't even know how you coming up here and communicating all this and able to kind of to keep emotionally steady. But at this point, you know, you done with vacation, all these crazy things that happened. The guy got two phones. Are you thinking that you need to get out of this, or is it are you thinking that it's time for you to get out of this before it gets deeper than it already is?
No, because I already got into church, and from my understanding, a divorce is a no-no. If there's no infidelity, a divorce is a no-no. I just wanted to do the right thing. Like I say, I've been through so much in life, I don't want to disappoint God no more than I ever did. I don't. And in my honestly, to me, I was okay with settling for the rest of my life. But God had other plans for me. But I was okay. I was actually making okay with not having sex for the rest of my life. I got me some toys. I said, you know, this is what it is. You know, I was okay. That's the decision I made. When I said my vows, that's what I made. I had to stick with it. I wasn't trying to play no games with nobody. I brought all my family and friends. You know, I was looking at it like I was a disappointment to everybody. You know, everybody came to love and support me. And they gave us gifts. If anything, I felt bad. Like, dang, I need to get these people these gifts back. You know? I just had to stick it out. I just had to stay with them.
So I want to keep moving up until now, because some people were actually even concerned about you today. And from what was communicated, I think even these past couple weeks have been extremely turbulent. Because correct me if I'm wrong, your babies, they're not even with you right now, right?
No.
Okay, so we recently lost... Did you fully lose custody of the babies within the past few weeks?
So I can talk about it now because it's done now. I had to give up full guardianship. That's the only way that I felt like I could beat CPS. Because, like I said, it's not my first rodeo with someone calling CPS on me. So I officially signed over full guardianship. They're safe. They're with my father and my grandmother. I really call my grandma and my mom. And I sent money. I sent everything they need. I gave all the insurance cards. It was just the only thing to do because I didn't know if I can trust him to, because this is still an open case. So I didn't know if I can trust him to have my back. So I had to think about my babies. No, I didn't want that. But how could you take something from me if I don't have them? How could you take my babies if they're in a safe place, they're in a better place? Because I know what they're going to do. They're going to bring up my mental. They're going to bring up me crashing out. They're going to bring up me being a content creator. So I had to think smart. So while that's happening, I was on my next move. Mm.
And you know what? This is the thing, because I want to provide full context of this. Because, you know, we show where you were excited about, you know, having this union and having family and friends at this wedding. But you went live a couple of times. And, you know, correct me if I'm wrong. Would you consider a couple of your lives as a crash out?
All the time. all the time. People, matter of fact, do you know how many friends and family tell me to stay off of social media? And I have never done it. And I'm here to say I'm glad I did it. Because now I'm going to help every woman out there that's going through with this. I'm happy I didn't listen to y'all. I'm happy I put my business out there. Oh, well, I'm unapologetic about it. Actually, if anything, this saved my life.
Wow. And I want to give the initiates context in just a moment. Shout out to Couture Leotard says, sis, you can love yourself and love God. God wants you to follow him completely. We can't control other people's behavior. Couture, I completely agree with that. Shout out to Tally and Twine Watch Company, our preferred watch company. I'm embarrassed to show the watch I got on right now because I literally 99% of the time watch Rock Tally and Twine, who just has the most creative watches in the game. Let's just be real. And it's black on. Shout out to my brothers over there. But and I also want to go back to the conversation because I want to show this video. And I'm going to be honest with you, Kiki. I was extremely apprehensive about showing this video. But I think it's important to capture the raw emotion here, especially because when things like this happen to you, you can absolutely get emotionally unraveled. You've been so courageous to share, you know, bits and pieces, really your entire testimony. So I do want to give the initiates context in what a situation like this can actually do to a person emotionally. So, Delano, could you have us take a look at that video really quickly?
I am a certified crash out. I talked to him today. He said, it's all my fault. I'm to blame. He said, I should never did all that. He's right. I should never did that. It's my fault. He said, why the fuck did I crash out? He said, I should never did that, y'all. I go to social media and I post. He got to be stopped. He asked me, bet you won't go on there and show them who you really is. This is who I really am, y'all. He said, I should be celibate for years. He said, I don't never need to be with another man again because I let a man make me feel like this.
Kiki, What was happening during these moments here?
So I didn't even remember saying all that. when I think about it, he always do this to me. He always hurt me, and then he tell me how it's my fault, and then I believe it. Like maybe if I didn't nag a little bit, maybe if I stopped posting so much on social media, maybe if I just stopped doing things, he'll be okay with me. And that's just how I felt at that moment. I was serious about that apology. Like, I'm sorry for being me. I felt so sorry for being myself. I felt like it was the end of the world. And why did God make me who I am? Why couldn't I be somebody else? Like, a man can bring you all the way up and then he can just tear you down. And you feel like nothing, all because of a man. And it's just, I don't mean that apology though. Forget them. I'm good. I mean, I think I'm good. I don't know. I'm gonna be okay.
Now listen,
gonna be okay.
We got an expert that's gonna come up here and dig into and give us a really good perspective. Just briefly here, I want you to just give some context on what happened today. Because you went live today, I was very concerned. I really couldn't make out what was happening. I did see you. It looks like you were crying and around some police cars. Did anything? Is the relate? Because these, I know how, especially when you get into the place of considering divorce, things just get a little nasty. What's happening right now? Is the relationship getting violent?
Yes. But what I did was I tried to play it smart. I didn't tell him I was getting divorced. I tried to tell him, like, hey, we just need to separate. He don't know this last week. And I'm only talking about this because I'm going to tell you why. But I've been looking for apartments every day. I've been looking for apartments. It's been so bad. So when I walk into these apartments, they know me from TikTok. Like, they're hugging me. Like, come stay here. We got you. Come stay here. And I'm like, I'm going to do it quietly. I'm going to wait till he's Ubering. I told him he could use my car to make as much money he want. I'm going to go to the front office. I'm going to pay a relenting fee to get out of here. My plan was to do everything quietly. But he knew it. He knew that something was weird because I locked him out for 7 days. Had to let him come back because, again, this is still his home. So I'm in a room. I brought my refrigerator, my mini refrigerator in the room. I brought my microwave in the room, and I locked the door. And I said, I just need some space. I still love you. You know what we do to try to, like, brush a man's soul just so he don't go from 0 to 100? Like, I was trying to do it quieter. And today, I was getting my medical treatment. I get a treatment once a month. I have a disease. I was getting my treatment. I had the veins in me. I had the needles in me. And he come up there, and somebody made a fake page of me and an ex from 3 years ago kissing. And he said, oh, so that's why you going. You going to be with a man. I went in my phone. I went to show him the same hair, the same look. I said, hey, look, see, this was in 2023. This was right when we had broke up, right when you had told me to move on my life. You know about this situation. I told you. And he was like, I was like, can I have my car keys? Because I'm like, I got to go get ready for this interview. So my sister told me, don't do that interview in that house. He getting violent. Come to my house. She getting everything ready for me. I said, hey, can I get the keys? I'm going to go get something to eat. I haven't ate in like 2 days. Hey, I can send you some food. And I'm like, no. I just want to go get something, get a little drinky drink. No. And my nurse is here. I'm like, be quiet. My nurse is here. She can report this. Like, just stop. Like, he didn't. It got to the point where I went outside and he locked me out. It felt like deja vu again from the crash. He locked me out and I'm trying to get in. So when I try to get in, that's when he started putting his hands on me. He came outside. He had a knife in his hand. And what happened, what saved me, was my neighbors were standing outside. And he was like, I don't give a... And he was coming to me. And he seen him. And he said, open his eyes and went back in the house. And then, of course, I'm emotional. I'm going behind him. That's stupid. Why am I going behind somebody who just tried to stab me? I know. But I just like, give me my keys. Just give me my keys because they calling the cops. I don't want you to go to jail. I don't want to send a black man to jail. And I don't want that. He wasn't listening. He wasn't. And basically, he went out the back door and he ran. When I tried to get in, he was punching me down to the ground. I know I'm smiling, but I think that's just how I deal with stuff. I don't know. But he punched me down to the ground and I'm trying to get in. I'm just like, just give me the keys. I'm sorry. Here I go apologizing again. I don't know what that means, but I'm apologizing. I said, okay, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm not leaving you. Just trying to calm him down. You lying. But this was not him. He never really did nothing like this. But I don't know, maybe it's because he really felt like I was done this time. Maybe because he knew, like, it's no more he can do to me. It was enough. I can't. Like, every time I even think about forgiving him, I go back and look at the messages and them comments. And it makes me strong. And I said, I'm leaving. I'm leaving this man. I'm leaving. Yeah. And I guess he knew it. He ran from the cops, took my keys. And the cops, let me tell you how God work, y'all. He don't know that our lift is connected. So I got a lift. I got a message to my phone. The cop is standing right here. It say, Brandon is in the lift. The cop seen that and took my phone and they started chasing him. Started chasing the lift driver. And he's in jail right now. And I haven't processed it because this was 20 minutes before the interview. So I had to come on here. I had to keep my word to you. I had to keep my word to everybody. Because I really want everybody to know that when you feel the pain and you feel like it's you, it's okay. You still gotta leave because I feel like everything is my fault. I feel like I'm gonna get blamed for him being in jail. I'm gonna get blamed for this, and I never wanted it to happen this way. I was trying to leave quietly. And I'm still here. I'm showing up for y'all because I need y'all to show up for yourselves because that's just what a toxic man can do. And I'm starting to realize what he were. I'm starting to see his true colors.
That's a lot, Kiki.
Yeah. And
that's a lot.
Wow, he's in jail.
And the people are asking in the chat, yes, this did happen today. In fact, I think she even said 2 hours before the interview. And by the way, I wasn't even sure what happened because I literally had spoke to you, Kiki, before.
20 minutes before the interview.
20 minutes.
So the cop literally just brought me my keys before I signed on, and my neighbors helped me do something to myself. Because this is all I can give y'all. It's a little natural.
Now, Kiki, thank you. And Initiates, listen, y'all in the chat, y'all saying a lot of things. We want y'all to be just as much a part of this as us. I want you to send over your direct questions for Kiki, okay? And to give you context, guys, I want to be very clear about what we're doing here. This is a new segment. Y'all got to let us know if we should continue, but ain't no way, okay? That's what we're doing. This is where we get the backstory behind some of the biggest viral testimonies. We hear from the people actually involved. This is Kiki, the cruise ship lady. This is the person that's going viral for her testimony that we've heard so much tonight. And this is also where we bring on an expert for honest perspective on how, you know, anyone can end up in these situations and really how to stay out of these situations.
Absolutely. So now that's what we're going to do next. Because what I want to do, by the way, Kiki, thank you so much. I want to bring another voice into this conversation, a voice that I trust, a voice I think that all of the real initiates of this platform now trust. This woman is a powerful counselor, somebody that has had some of the most memorable episodes here on Hardly Initiated, even has done some personal work in my lives and even many of the initiates. We bringing on my sister, Tara Body. Welcome to Hardly Initiated. What's up, Tara? How you doing back there?
What's up, Tara?
Hey, guys. Hey. Hey. Hey, Kiki.
Hi.
How? Let us breathe. Okay? Let us breathe. Sister, breathe. All I'm hearing is trauma after trauma after trauma after trauma. Baby girl, we gotta pause. Girl, we gotta pause. I'm talking to you like a sister in Christ. Hear me. It's not about the platform right now. I'm talking to you sister to sister. Your mental health and your physical health is in jeopardy if you don't pause. I need you to breathe. You are a real person going through some real things, and we gotta have some real solutions so we don't lose you. I know you think you got it under control, but the enemy comes to kill, steal, and destroy. And if you don't pause, you have not seen the worst of this if you do not pause. I'm trying to help you. I hear these stories all the time. I hear it all the time. You are very brave to come here because your story is not just going to heal you, but it's going to heal some other people. But I need you to listen to me. God does not want this for you. He would have never brought this to you. But you're going to have to use the tools that he gives his children to protect ourselves. You're gonna have to pause. I know the way your emotions are going and real, and you wanna go out on social media. I know that's where you wanna be because you wanna do something. I know it's because you wanna do something, because you're reeling. But to save your life, I need you to pause. I will personally talk to you after this. I'm gonna have the guys give you my information because, honey, you gotta pause for a second and evaluate where you are and where you're going. You are a mother. You have children. Your mother. And you have to consider the generational damage that what's happening is going to do if you don't pause and get what you need during this time. You're gonna have to. Now, I can tell you from listening to you, I can tell I've been listening the whole time. Where you are is not your fault. When you tell me about childhood trauma, your rape has still been in your family. That's PTSD, is trauma that has caused the mental blockages and the way you make decisions because those people did not protect you. And because they didn't protect you, you're not protecting yourself. They didn't protect little Kiki. They did not. And they still had that person around you. And they're disrespecting your value. But now you are the adult that has to protect her. And if you don't protect her, you're going to lose your whole self. You're going to lose. So you need some help, some counseling. You're going to have to do that. You're going to have to do that. You need to be strengthened. You need support. And you need to be talking to the right people. But it ain't going to happen on social media. They're going to rip you apart. It's going to make it worse. It's not going to make it better. All those demonic spirits and everybody weighing in is going to mess with your mental. It's going to give you an anxiety attack. It's going to stress you out and stroke you out. I need you to pull off social media after this. I really do. You want to talk? Talk to me. But we got to pause this, right? I'm just telling you. Hear what the Holy Spirit is saying to you today.
No.
Your life is not entertainment. You have a real life and a purpose by the Father that loves you. He loves you. And if you want to use your life to help other women, then you get healing and you help from a healed place. When we help from a healed place, we can give people actual instructions on how to deal with their situations, get healing, and come out of it. You can do that. You're strong. But you got to do it healed. Otherwise, you'll bleed all out here in the public and people will take advantage of it. So I don't want that for you.
And Tara, I really want to ask a question here because a lot of ladies from when because I did a lot of research on this conversation before we got into it. And a lot of women, they've had many of these same experiences. That's why I think she's getting so many millions of views on so many different platforms, because even though you're describing it as blood, everybody bleeding. So everybody can see themselves in this situation. I want to talk to this part here because this is not the first time we've talked about this on Harley Initiated. But why would a woman, talk to me about this part in particular, because I think this is a really big part of the story. Because we didn't have to get to this point in marriage. It looks like we could have caught this in dating. Because why when would a woman who's experienced infidelity at that level, who's experienced seeing a man be dishonest about having a wife, move forward with marriage anyway? What does that tell us? And not even just about Kiki, but any woman that might subject herself to that, what would that say?
Yes, it's many women, many. Many men and women subject themselves to cruelty. It doesn't matter. It's not a red flag for them when they've been receiving this from their family their entire lives. It's not a red flag. So when people say, oh, they're foolish and why would they do that? Well, you're not living their truth and their reality. When a person is undervalued in their home as a child, there is no value in which to measure how other people treat them. There is none. Our parents give us value. They affirm us. They tell us who we are. They tell us what not to accept. And then they treat us in a way where if anybody's treating us anything opposite of that, we actually are like, what's happening? When your parents are loving you and strengthening you and constantly affirming you and telling you who you are, anybody that does something opposite of that is going to be a red flag. Because you're going to say, I ain't never been spoke to like this. Not by my mother, not by my father. No one has ever treated me like this, undervalued me like this, dismissed me like this, neglected me like this. But when you are treated like that, it becomes commonplace for you. And see, God has given us a security system in which to protect us. Every human being is born with five senses. I see, I touch, taste, smell. We have five senses in which to view the world and see what everybody is doing. If I see something running towards me, if I see a car driving towards me, I see it, I can move because I'm in danger. I smell smoke, I'm gonna get out the house because I know it's on fire. I touch a stove and I know it's hot, I'm gonna move away my hand. I hear something coming for me, I know to leap. But when I grow up in trauma, my security systems begin to shut down, those things that keep me safe. When somebody harms me and then another person says, it ain't that bad, you all right, that ain't hurt,
Oh, that's not what they meant. Oh, that's not what you feel. Then you start to question your own security systems. Now, when I see something, I don't even trust what I'm seeing, that this is danger. So I see the text messages, and nothing in my security system says, danger, remove yourself. I see behaviors, and nothing says, danger, because my parents or the people around me shut down all of my security. So I don't even know to remove myself from negative situations. And this is why, y'all, we cannot be out here in the world dating without the Holy Spirit. Because when your security systems are shut down, you need the Holy Spirit to bring discernment. This is when you pray and say, God, protect me from the things I don't see and the things I don't know. God, I'm not sure of my decisions. I need you to make them for me. So then we read the word of God. We obey what he says about not sleeping with people before we're married so that we can stay sober. Testing the fruit of people. When your security systems are down, his is not. Many of us have grown up in trauma. We need to stay close to the Father. He is the best security system. Brinks ain't got nothing on him. He is the one that gives you discernment. He's the one that lets you find out stuff. He does it for you to protect you. He says, baby, I'm going to make sure you find out. Now, when you find out, what you're going to do, baby? Because I made sure you found out today because you weren't looking and you couldn't see it. And then he'll bring other people to tell you. He'll say, okay, you're not hearing me. Let me bring somebody to actually voice it to you. So we have to have community, because then community will say, sis, that ain't it, not him. You're more valuable. But if we don't have that community, so if we miss discernment from God, our security systems are shut down, we don't have godly community around us that we take advice and counsel from, we are slaughter for the wolves. I don't care how much you are Christian, you are slaughter for the wolves. Tyshawn, it's not that they're doing this on purpose. It's just the way you raise up a child. And if you don't give them these skill sets, if you don't put it there, they don't. Tiki didn't even know to even say this is all bad. And even if it's bad, she's still saying maybe this is what's best for me. The security system at Dollar Tree ain't the same as the security system at Macy's. When you low value yourself, you don't even put up the proper securities because you say, I'm not worth securing. I don't have to put all those things that I just put in place. I don't have to put them in there because there's nothing valuable here to secure. But when you value yourself, you put in all those things that I said because you said, I'm too valuable to go down. I'm too valuable for somebody to steal my purpose. I'm too valuable for somebody to sabotage all that I have worked for, all that I have built, all that God has done through me. You put those things in place because you say, I am of value. I can't be around everybody. I can't deal with everybody. See, the way you were acting, Kiki, when you were single and you said, I'm cutting these folks off, that was the way to be. It really was, because you don't accept everybody when you are high value. But then you have to wait on the Lord and say, God, I'm showing you my security systems are working. They're coming back. God, watch me. I know the people in my life, that they put my value down, but watch me, God. I'm valuing myself. I'm knocking them out, God. I'm not taking just anybody, God. And he said, okay, baby, I'm still going to keep giving you some experience so you could keep doing that. So people are going to come, and he's going to watch you knock them folk off one by one and say, uh-uh, that ain't it, that ain't it. And he said, okay, baby, your discernment is up. And then a big wolf come, because he said, here go one. And what you going to do with this one? And y'all got to keep knocking them off. Y'all can't be lonely to the point y'all don't keep knocking these people back. It's better to be alone. It's better to be alone. Kiki, you were doing just fine before he came, right?
Yes.
You were doing just fine. You were on a good path.
Yes.
I want some of my single sisters to understand right now, you're on a good path and the devil's mad. He wants you to mess up. He wants to come and sabotage you. Keep knocking these wolves back.
Tara,
keep knocking them back. Yes, Tyshawn.
Tara, thank you so much for that. Man, I mean, that security system analogy, that one hit different. Because I'm asking questions about the genesis of that relationship and how to avoid these things. There's a lot of women probably literally watching this live right now and are in a full-blown relationship with a man who's already in a full-blown relationship or in a marriage with some kids. In your professional opinion, can any relationship, healthy relationship, be birthed out of infidelity?
Great question.
You're dealing with a low character man. I need y'all to understand when you're dealing with low character people. Man that would cheat on his wife and children is low character. I don't care what's going on in their house. The response is not to be unfaithful. He will always make up an excuse to cheat because he is a low character, lustful, whorish man. A man that would cheat on his wife with you is low character. The issue with a lot of women, and I'm not saying this about you, is that women, they'll find out this man is married, but she will assume he's with me because I'm better than his wife in some way. It's something she's not doing that I'm doing, something she isn't that I am, and that's rooted in pride. Instead of realizing it's not about you being better than that woman in any particular way. This is just a lustful man, period. It has nothing to do with you. Lustful cheaters just look for women that are willing to sleep with them. It's not about you being better than his ex. He cheated on her too, and probably cheated on a woman before that and before that. But women, and this is how women get pulled in, because something says he is choosing me over another woman. And we don't just look at the man, because we stay in competition a lot of times with women. So we don't look at the man and say, this is a low character man, period, that would do this to his wife and kids. And he's not going to hold me at any high regards if he's willing to cheat on the mother of his children. That didn't mean nothing to him. It didn't mean anything to him. So then you also didn't mean anything to him. And then he's trying to gaslight you and make you think it's you, just like he did it with her. And he'll do it with any woman he's around. Because he's selfish. He's self-centered. He doesn't like women. You're telling me the relationship he has with his mom? Y'all ladies got to watch out dating men who do not like their mother. They hate women. They really do. They pull women in because they're looking for the nurturing they didn't receive from their mother. But then they also hate women, so they don't mind hurting. They don't mind hurting that woman because they're hurting their mother in a way. They don't think women are of any value. They don't like women. So they're going to use you for your nurturing, use you for your giving, use you for your serving, because that's what they wanted from their mom. But then they're going to turn around and fully abuse you. And I need y'all to watch out for those type of men. They say how a man treats his mama is how he gonna treat you. Yeah, I really do need y'all to understand. Some of these men, when you hear them dogging their mother, the one that birthed them, and they tell you, I can't stand her. And even if she's crazy, you better watch his response to her and the dialogue they have, because that's a lot of healing he gotta go through before he can love you. It's a lot of healing. And Kiki, you need healing. You don't need to be out here dating anybody right now. Because in your weakened state, that's when the devil comes. Yeah. He comes when we are lonely. He comes when we are needing something. He comes when we are losing something. We have lost something. He comes when your discernment is low. Like a snake. And I did hear you admit, as you're telling your story, see, that's the thing about telling your testimony. You said, I should have saw that. I should have saw that. You know what? I did see that. See, God is not unfaithful. God is the only faithful one we can really count on. We can't count on people. God is always faithful to protect you and be there for you. But we get with unfaithful people, and then sometimes we're unfaithful to our own integrity and the things we said we wanted. We said, I don't want nobody treating me like that, but then we'll take them anyway. So it's not that God is unfaithful. We are unfaithful to our standards. Now, and we really have to, ladies, stop doing that.
Now, I want to get, you know, some perspective from Kiki. And real quick, shout out to all the initiates joining us in the chat. We got 2,500 initiates in the chat. And I want y'all to do me a favor. Drop courage in the chat just to show Kiki how much we appreciate her for having the courage to come up here. And
acknowledge that poll, too. You just dropped the poll in there as
also,
well.
Also, initiates, I just dropped a poll. Have you ever dated a married man? Yes, I knew. Yes, I didn't know. And no, never. That's a poll. We already got, I mean, y'all are active tonight. We got over 400 votes on this poll already. I'll close it out just shortly. But again, drop courage in the chat just to show Kiki how much we appreciate her and love her for sharing her testimony with us. And Kiki, I know, you know, and I hope, you know, you absolutely okay with this. We just had to at least connect you with somebody we absolutely trust. Tara, she's one of the coaches. She's specifically the relationship coach for our High Life community. She also, you know, obviously is the OG and mentor for both me and Tyshawn, her and her husband, Jason. But she actually, you know, served as counsel for Tyshawn's pre-engagement. So this is somebody we absolutely trust. So I want to ask you, after hearing a bit of, you know, what Tara has shared with all of us, you specifically, what do you think about what Tara is sharing with you right now?
I think she's absolutely right. Definitely with the no dating thing. I actually found it kind of like, why is people even trying to talk to me at this moment? Come on now. Like, it's actually kind of offensive because now I know you literally just trying to catch me because I'm low. That is a awesome thing. I'm not dating. And healing, she's right. It's just healing hurts so much. Because you have to bring up everything that you done put in the back of your head. And I be tired of crying. I know I'm a cry baby, but I be tired, you know? It just seems like the more we dig, the more we pick up.
Your tears are valid, though. You have things that you should have cried about. So don't let nobody tell you that you shouldn't be crying. You have been through things that tears are valid. And I know it's scary sometimes when you think about coming to counseling because you're like, I don't want to rehash, but the stuff is there anyway. What we do in counseling is we bring it to the surface. We deal with it. We reframe it for it. We give you a different perspective of it so you can then put it where it needs to go and get it out of your life because it's still there. It's like having a closet and you just keep pushing stuff in there and you never go clean out that closet. And so you'll have that one thing, Kiki, I'm telling you, it'll be one more thing you try to put in that closet and the whole thing will bust out, and that's where the crash out comes from. It's not just that thing that happened, it's all the things that we refuse to deal with. But when you're in a safe space with a counselor and we process it in a methodical way and we give you grace on each issue and say, sweetheart, that wasn't your fault. No, that wasn't your fault. No, sweetheart, this is where that person dropped you. This is where that, and then we find ways to forgive people that hurt us. See, when I say healing, it's an understanding that will give you forgiveness so you can move forward. You're going to have grace for yourself and others because everybody broken.
Yeah.
And so I pray that you trust counseling, whether it's with me or somebody else, because you'll get to a version of yourself you've never met. And she's beautiful. She's beautiful. She's full of joy. You'll be like, I never even thought I could feel this way without somebody. I didn't even know that I could feel good from the inside out. I want that for you so bad.
I want to ask, Tara, this is a hard question, but this is another one I want to ask.
And Kiki, thanks for being patient, by the way.
No, absolutely. Kiki's, you know, really providing a testimony for us, but it's really a case study for us, for all the millions of all the thousands of women that are in this situation, because I hear women all the time, they get into these situations, these ratchet relationships over and over and over again. And sometimes one might be a little less ratchet than the other, but still keep running into the same outcomes. So this situation that Kiki is experiencing right now, does this speak more of her character where she truly needs to self-reflect? Or can we say this is him? And I think there's some confusion on that because in our culture, we quickly say niggas ain't ish. We quickly say it's a lot of F-boys out here, this and that. And we put the onus on the character of someone else. But when we get into relationships like this, is it that the character of these other people are so bad, or is this more so a reflection of our character? How should we be looking at these situations as they arise?
It is a piece of both, just to be honest with you, because yes, you have some people that use people. Absolutely. Let's be clear. You have some people that are instruments of wickedness in the lives of other people. They have demonic spirits. They are not led by Christ. They are users. They are takers. So that's a real thing. Yes, you have some terrible men out there. The problem is the reason they're able to pull in women, or women keeps ending up with those same men, is because the woman needs healing. And she has to have a sense of self-value and self-awareness that she knows that she keeps getting attracted to this broken man. Because when you're broken, you will have grace and take in broken people. You just have a sympathy for broken people because you're broken. Mm-hmm. A broken person who hasn't been given the best in life and feels low value has this, it's just an unbalanced level of grace for people. It's to the point of no accountability for these people, allowing them to do a bunch of stuff because you want to understand them. And I heard that in you. You were like, I understand he's going through this with his mom, and he was crying about this. And so your compassion is your kryptonite. Because no matter what he's going through, mama, don't make him treat you that way. One ain't got nothing to do with the other. How me having mama issues made me cheat on you? I think not. How about my mama so terrible, I just met a woman that loved me. Wow, thank you, God. I met a woman that loved me. Now I got love that I never had from my mama. No, that's how a person with some sense thinks. They don't think, oh, my mama's terrible, and also let me wreck every woman I'm around. So sometimes the grace we give people is unbalanced. But you've given that grace because, well, I still make mistakes and I ain't got it all together. And, you know, you have some levels of insecurity about where you are. So maybe this is the best type of guy I can be with. And so now we're trauma bonded. We both messed up. We both jacked up. And, you know, we got a little drama. And that's what make us good. This is passion. We both ratchet. No. You say, sir. I'm going to leave you over there in your brokenness. I'm going to be a healed woman because I want a healed man. I'm going to get my life together because those are the type of men I want to deal with. And then I'm going to be able to deal with men and hold them accountable because I held my own self accountable for my healing. See, we got a lot of women going to counseling, getting strengthened, getting healing. Okay, so now date men who also did the same. Y'all, just because we women does not mean we have a higher sense of getting ourselves together than men. This is a personal issue that men and women have to say, I know I've been through something. I know I've been traumatized and I went and got my healing. But I'm dealing with a lot of women going to get the healing, going to get the counseling, and still, no, that's why you go get healed, because you can say, no, I want somebody who also went and got healed. I did it for myself, sir. Go do it for yourself. So we're not trauma bonded. We are two people working from a healed place in a beautiful relationship. Because that's what I deserve for the work I just did on myself. I don't deserve trash when I didn't spend time and money doing all this work on me. Ain't nothing wrong with that, Tyshawn. We are attracting what we are because we have sympathy for it. We have grace for it to an unhealthy place. Mm-hmm. We don't want a trauma bond anymore, Kiki. You're going to keep bringing broken men into your life because you sympathizing, but this is not partnership. You can pray for him, maybe even be his friend, but not his partner, because he's going to rip you to shreds. He's going to rip you to shreds. Y'all don't need to be around these little pit bulls.
Yeah.
You know how you see a little broken dog, and they in the corner, and you're like, oh, little stray dog, I really feel sorry for him. Go over there and try to feed him and watch him bite your hand. Watch him snap at you. And the Bible talks about not casting that which is holy before a swine. And it said, don't give out the good stuff to the dogs because it'll tear you to pieces. I give you the scripture. I need y'all to get in your word. Holy people, stop casting your pearls to swine and dogs. The Bible said they will rip you to pieces. So that's what's happening. We got Christian women giving all their good and holiness to dogs and getting tore up. Y'all,
So Tara, hold on. Because first off, let me tell you, Kiki, I can only imagine that you just got a lot right now running through your mind. So one thing I want to do, first off, for you coming up on here and allowing us to be able to share this moment with you, I want to just first show you some love right now. Everybody in the chat, drop the word love in the chat for my sister Kiki right now. I want y'all to hold on because the initiation hotline is coming on in just a second. But man, Kiki, listen, you got my personal contact information here. I absolutely want to make sure that I thought it was very important to make sure that we brought some counsel on in this situation, because I know you in the loudest space in the world right now, the internet.
Yeah.
You know, with this testimony, and it's a lot of voices involved. So I wanted to make sure we brought the voice of reason in here to help you guide this thing. Is there anything that you want to go ahead and, you know, give some final thoughts before we let you know, before you leave us here tonight?
I just really want every woman out there to know, like, you're not alone, and you don't have to be quiet. If you want to scream it to the top of your lungs, do it. Don't listen to the people that is in your ear. Don't listen to the person that is hurting you, trying to blame you, because it's not your fault. It's just not. Don't be quiet, and please just take everything you got from the back of your head and bring it to the front, because ever since I came on here screaming to y'all, I can feel somewhat of just a weight lifted off my shoulder, and I can only feel that it's going to get better. So I'm living with no regrets, and I'm here to tell my story.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much, Kiki, for coming up on here and joining us here tonight. You are incredible. You are incredible. And obviously, all of us, the world, we will be tuning in. And who knows, we might invite you back up on here.
I'm sure we will.
For another update and follow up, because we want to keep in touch with you, okay?